back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are doing the afternoon crab cake thing on a March Madness Friday. We're Costas and Dundalk. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play. I don't know if Bill Cole's going to get a pink or a blue Betty Boop, but I've been giving these things away, man. We've had people picking them up. Mama's on the half shell last week at El Guapo. We had a couple of winners. So I walk in here today. First, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm glad to be down here.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed that I have not.
Oh, my God.
Are you making crab melts? Hold on, man. I'm not ready for this, man. Hold on. Bring us up here. Pete's bringing food out. You can't hijack the host. Like, sit down, then. Yeah, I'm going to have to give you a headset here. No. Hold on here. We have legitimate things happening here. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Pete's hijacking the show, man. What's up? How are you? What's going on?
Hey, that's great, buddy.
Oh, I gotta get your mic up where I can hear you, man. There you go. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
You know Bill Cole? You do now.
Absolutely.
Can you see him? I don't know if we can see
him.
Well,
we'll make it work. We'll make it all work. No, he's on set.
There you go.
I don't know
right,
that. Perfect. So I can't. This is too much food. Who's going to eat all this? Who's going to eat all this? I thought I was eating crab cakes. So this is a platter that you. What is this?
This is, well. You heard a guest bartender. Now we got guest chef. So Nestor said,
"This guy is the guy."
This is his.
This isn't me. No, this is Burks.
Okay,
Burks.
Okay,
classic.
Do you ever go to Burks?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I've been there. Probably I mean, not. It's been 30 years.
30 years.
But landmark.
Well, it's been gone for 15 years. It's a Royal Farms now. Yeah. To plug another one of my sponsors, they got great fried chicken there now. I'll say that. I've had a lot of fried chicken there. But Burks was my hang. The first night I ever worked at the News American, I was 15 years old. Man named Frank Wooten, who became the sports editor of the Columbia, South Carolina paper. He was a huge Clemson fan. And this is in 1985. So we're talking Danny Ford cheating, the whole deal, right?
Yeah, okay.
So he lived in Hawthorne, and I lived in Colgate. And he was responsible. I was 15 years old working at the paper. Times have changed, right? He was responsible for getting me home, and we went to the bar afterwards because we put the addition down at 11:30, and I called Mom, said, "Mom, I'll be home when Frank brings me home," and we would go down to Burks, and we'd sit in the booths down there at about 12:45, and we'd order crab melts, onion rings, which were as big as my head, you know what I'm talking about, at Burks, right? And they would get a frosted goblet of Michelob. Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Now you're, hey, man, when it's time to relax.
The frosted goblet.
So these crab melt, I had not had crab imperial in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at the bar. You were here maybe 2.5 years ago before the plague. And I said, "Give me crab imperial then. I'm going to step off the pier and stop getting crab cakes here." And you brought it, and I just fell in love. And I've been getting crab imperial here for about 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been your favorite.
I took it home. About a month and a half ago, we had just moved out. We're living in a toaster oven. And I thought, toaster oven, English muffin. I haven't had an English muffin other than a Benedict in 20 years. I don't buy English. I love nooks and crannies, but I don't buy them. So I bought English muffins. I brought home your crab imperial, and I went chopped. I had some leftover four cheese, like old El Paso queso cheese, and I sprinkled it on, and it was the greatest thing. I ate it four times.
Awesome.
Over the next two. I rationed. I rationed the crab imperial.
Right.
I ate it for breakfast and lunch for a day and a half.
That's good.
This here is your what I ask you to do.
Yeah. I just put it together the way you.
All right, I got to get a plate then. All right, let's do this. So I came in today, and I come into your fantastic establishment. I never walk in here without someone yelling, "Hey Nestor, I went to high school, elementary school, confirmation, Fatima, football, baseball, tap dance, ballet," and I didn't do either one of those, but people tell me this. So I came in today and I saw like family here. The Causies are here over in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
playing lottery games.
They're awesome. Yeah.
I've given them a whole bunch of. I introduced.
And their grandkids work here.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. The grandkids work here. And they've been coming here for 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah.
So I see them. They were always the one working the Squire's booth and the pit beef stand over at the Heritage Fair for 25 years. They haven't worked at the last couple years, so I haven't, like, seen them. They're like family to me. And the first thing he said, Nestor, I get on your program. I'm going to tell him how you're drinking beer in my basement back in the 80s. And that's a pretty good Mr. Dave. And if he hears me yelling in his voice, he's going to come over here. So his son, I played Pop Warner football with the Rollos in 1978. Right over at Logan. And so I've known Dave forever. And Dave came to my house on Kane Street and may have illicitly had some adult beverages back when we were in our youth. And my dear friend Gigi from Eastwood came one night to my house on Kane Street, and I said, Dave, meet Gigi. Gigi, meet Dave. Do you know each other? No. We went to high school together for 4 years. You never met? Never met. How's that possible? They've been married. I was their DJ. So they've been married 27 years, and they have kids. I introduced them.
Bill, we're getting old.
You like that? So that's when I walked into Costas, and without realizing that before the day was over, I was going to have my own. You going to eat one of these?
No, I'm good. But
what's wrong with you?
I need to come back to the, like, we went ballet where he denied it. Then he admitted to being the DJ at the wedding and claiming to be the matchmaker. Meanwhile,
not he's... Not claiming. I wasn't matchmaker.
Right, he's dealing lottery tickets out like they're going out of stock. There's so much going on here. I can't understand why...
The weirdest thing is, you both
sanctioned... suds at,
you
at
both pay
age.
Me to do this.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
crazy.
I, it's, you
it's
know,
crazy. You sanctioned
we always go a lot of different places when we're talking, but we're, like, covering new ground today. New ground.
What do you want to talk about?
No, I'm totally. I want to talk about these lemons. Can we talk about those lemons?
No,
really?
You like
I'm very curious. Like, is there a tool?
That's paprika, dog.
It's paprika.
I get that, but the cutting of the lemon. There's you have a tool that
it's
does
a real
that?
Sharp,
knife?
Small, narrowed knife.
See, so and that's hand.
You just hold your fingertip so the tip of the knife only goes in so far halfway through the lemon because you can't go if you're going too far.
I
cut
can't
across
believe
the other side.
You brought this much food out here. Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. I can't eat it.
That's all right. We got boxes.
Wait.
You'll be,
right,
you'll be in
crab
period for the next
week. Right. We know you'll eat it for lunch, dinner, breakfast.
I can't eat
for
this
weeks.
Before like it will go bad. Please. Can we have friends? Will you help me?
Absolutely.
Bring Jen and Sarah over. Have them help me eat it, please. The shift's almost over with. I appreciate you guys. You know
can
that.
Can I ask
I mean,
him a
we're
question?
Fun. Sure, have fun,
okay.
man.
So
he eat.
Mentioned they've been coming here for 50 years. You know that means like they were here at the beginning.
Yeah.
So talk to me about having your 50th year anniversary in the middle of a pandemic that is clearly, you know, just leaning in and attacking everyone that owns a restaurant in the world.
Well, I tell you, it was a great celebration. It was challenging because you had to deal with all the criteria and all the limits and 50%. So we were open for 50%. So we invited
some
great guests.
I took Crab
and
Pira.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You were here. Yep.
Right?
Yep. And we had Lieutenant Governor, the county executive, we had the state senators. They all came, invited those folks, you know, that we've known forever.
Right.
And we had a lot of friends and family, local support.
Sure.
Just family of just guests that have been coming here for 50 years. And we just had a nice spread apart, you know, celebration.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of, you know, social distancing. And we did some presentations. And it was and just a... My dad's like, what are you doing? What's going on here? What are you doing? I said, 50 years. We got to
right.
do something.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, it was nice. You know, he got up and really enjoyed it. To
That's
see all
good.
The folks that came out and really been a part of this institution for 50 years. You know, it's 1971.
How did your family decide to do this here? Like, well, give me the like the genesis as you understand it.
Well, I tell you, my dad came.
What's your first memory here?
Me? Washing dishes.
Okay.
That's good.
But do you remember a life when it wasn't here?
Well, I tell you what, my dad's always been in business. He came from Greece at 15, and he's actually been in the restaurant business for 65 years because he had a place in Edgemere in Jones's Creek, Nick's Bar. So he was partners with his uncle there. Then he went to Ramona's, and Ramona's was down on the water at Miller's Island, and he had a partner there, and it was a very successful place. But you're talking back in the late 60s, early 70s, and he would drive up the boulevard, and they would come across this establishment, which was Schaefer's Pub 65 years ago, and then it was Hookemeyer's. And he looked at my mom, they're driving in the car, and he goes, one day, I'm going to buy that place. I'm going to have that. I'm going to have that
now,
restaurant.
He liked it because the point,
well, this
cars
was,
went by it
oh,
because
yeah.
of the point, right?
This was a big deal. This was
my
like,
father
wow,
passed your place
right.
going to and from work every day of his
every
life.
Day.
Every
yeah.
day of his life.
Yeah.
And when he was late, he was here, usually, and he would always bring us food home.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was, like, literally, this was the stop home halfway between the point for my father. When my father got a ride, usually my father got a ride from Mr. Thomas, whose daughter married one of my best friends, by the way. And they would stop here, and he would be an hour late, but we would get shrimp.
Yeah.
It was always shrimp.
I mean,
I don't know why. This business has
been here for, you know, 70 years
right.
plus. And my mom looked at him in the car and said, yeah, right.
Was it like a diner? Was breakfast, though, right? Breakfast was a big shift,
We opened 6 in the morning. We closed at 2 in the morning. Thursday night at 12:30, the place would be packed. The shipyard let out. So they were getting out off work, cashing their checks. Trucks would come here, fill the parking lot because it was a good place for food. We served breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We were open 20 hours a day, nonstop. This dining room wasn't here. It was just a bar. But it was packed all the time. And then when the point went down from 38,000 people to nothing, you know, the boulevard was so crowded, you couldn't cross the street in the 70s and early 80s. And then when the Bethlehem Steel went down from 38,000, they went bankrupt. And you could lay down on North Point Boulevard and the car wouldn't go by.
Right.
And then we reinvented the wheel. We started with steamed crabs and reinvented the menu and just a lot of this great stuff and put the dining room on. And now we're a destination place. People come into Baltimore. They find out
iconic.
About us and they
iconic, yeah, literally iconic.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Leonard came over and Leonard has now had a fried and a broiled. Which one do you like better?
Broiled.
Okay, broiled. Fair enough. Broiled. All right, that's what you serve.
Broiled's the way to go.
Yeah, you always say he fights with me about that. Yeah. You're a fried guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how. If my mom made them, that was how she made them.
Because
that was the way to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So we're probably 80%. People get them broiled, prefer. Oh, everybody's in a more healthy kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're told that's
a lot of gluten
free. Have it now.
I'm not going to have the tartar sauce argument with you. This is delicious, delicious, and it should be served as such. And I don't know what you call it, a crab melt is what you should call it.
Crab imperial melt. That's it.
God, it's delicious.
No bells and whistles, pretty simple, but as long as the flavor is there.
You can call it Nestor's breakfast.
I'll put it for lunch.
So tell me,
I think
this.
Give some of the protein.
If you cracked an egg
No, don't do that.
If you cracked an egg on it, you would call it a crab Benedict egg thing. Is what you would call it.
That's a great brunch item.
Right, exactly.
See, guest chef, man, it keeps going.
Now we're getting into like.
Okay. Well, my career is clearly going downhill. So I mean, when it's all over with, I can work here.
We'll put bacon on it.
Hey, they started you washing dishes here. You know,
that's
I get a second lease on life.
I got pictures.
Well, it's interesting because I've celebrated 100 years with your family. And 50 years with your family. I'm now into 31 years personally of doing this. And this is a town that's what Baltimore's all about. Our parents all told us that, right? That this was how we would be able to do this generationally, that sons of immigrants would be able to make something like this work here, right?
It's a tight community, and it's something you don't see a whole lot of anymore. But, you know, hopefully we're going to be here for another 50 years.
Well, every time I'm in here, I know someone knows me, I got an old story, but I didn't think I was going to run into the Causies.
That's
you
hilarious.
Know, banging lottery tickets at the front. I have hats for them, I have giveaways, I have Betty Boop tickets, I have 14 crab cakes and melts and stuff like that going. I can't believe you brought this much food over here to me.
Hey, just want you to enjoy and sample a little bit of everything.
He always says that. I just want you to enjoy it. I just want you to enjoy it.
No, I just want to stress what you're saying about people recognizing the establishments that have been here, that have evolved over time. You know, hey, you need to get in your car. You need to take a drive. Like, just come down. You know, like, we need to. People do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
They just forget. Yeah. Like, they just don't think of those things, right? Life is so fast, and, like, somehow you need to, like, cattle prod them, you know? Like, hey, wake up. Come on. We got
to. I've talked to a lot of local people about this. I think I was at Mama's on a Half Shell 2 weeks ago. We talked about their three locations and different
folks.
Rules. Good people. I've known, you know, Scunny. I knew him before he passed.
We went to school together. Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely, right? Yeah. So, of course, you know. So we're down there. I was talking about, like, how this thing started with you saying to me after my wife got sick, hey, man, you should be talking about more issues than just sports. There's more depth. And then sports stops 2 years ago this week. And my first thought is, oh, my God, we got to keep Pete in business. Oh, my God. I said to Jody and Penny and Scott down at Amici's, tears in my eyes. I was there with picking up a bag of food. It's dark. There's nobody out.
Right.
You feel like they're getting some orders, but how long could they sustain this? Where's that PPP money? Which, you know, I talked to Augie Chiasera a couple weeks ago at M&T Bank about that. And during that period of time, I think it was very clear. Social media was powerful at that time in saying, hey, man, you love Charles Village Pub? Go get some food from them. Keep them in business. You love Costas? Go get some food from them. Keep them in business. Whoever your place is, Pappas. I know Leonard he loves Pappas up here. Says he lives up that way.
They're great folks.
Well, yeah, he was ordering food. Everybody.
Justin, Mark, Steve, I'm very close with them. They've done a great operation.
Absolutely. Your business at that point was curbside became something, right? People stopping by, all of that. Every business had to learn how to adjust. And you, same thing with you and Roofs, right?
Sure. No, everybody had to lean in, and there was this element of everyone separating and going out to themselves, but then everyone kind of looking around and realizing we were part of a bigger community and then trying to figure out how you were going to behave safely in this community. And, yeah, doing things like that. Like, maybe you went to somewhere that you wouldn't have always done or whatever. It was weird, and you needed to go do curbside. And my only concern today is, like, okay, those people still need to be supported. We still need to do this stuff. Like, there's still good people working here that you still need to come have a crab cake. Like,
or two.
Don't forget, right? Don't forget. I don't care whether it's fried or broiled. I don't care. Doesn't matter, right? Just come get one, you know? And the focus has moved off of some of that stuff. And I just think that was so important. And there's so much more we can do as a community to, like, continue to pull people together. And I don't know.
Absolutely.
These are the places.
It did bring a lot of people together, and just being challenged every day with different things through COVID and trying to keep everybody working, just trying to keep your staff going.
Are you
going to
take a crab cake out of here?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For some reason, I don't know why, and I don't want to read anything into this, he told me he had to leave at 4:20. Now,
I have to coach a sixth grade basketball team tonight. Like, it's spring session, first
awesome.
Game. What do you want me to do?
I'm coaching Sunday.
Ken came over here. Right. The first hour before I started broadcasting, I was talking about nothing but people like you, Leonard's boy going off the band, you're playing soccer. Everybody I know has got a kid. My friend Mark's daughter just got into Campbell playing lacrosse. And, like, sports was something 2 years ago. March Madness on the TV here. Villanova's beating Delaware.
Hold on. I want to make sure everybody realizes what happened. Because of the pandemic, we weren't allowed to do anything. The only thing we were allowed to do was go outside with our kids and play sports. Like, their sports still happened because it was outside and it was okay. So we filled all of our time because there was nothing else you were allowed to do. You know, we couldn't come here and sit inside and have dinner. You know, they took all that time with sports. And now we're trying to unpack that because I got sports 7 days a week and it's totally out of control. And it's our own fault because we don't know how to say no. But
hey, Bill, come on over to Costas. Get a beer with me, man. We'll hang out.
Like,
watch
sure,
basketball.
Ness, I have 52 minutes.
I got 52 minutes at 4:20. I have to leave. And it's now 4:20 as I look up right here.
I
love you, man.
Hey, I appreciate
it. Bill Cole Roofing.
Really nice job.
Thank you,
awesome.
Thanks so much for having us.
I appreciate the sponsorship on a local level and the friendship and the food and the cheer and all that. And as things get ramped up, we get back out. The Crab Cake Tour is making it happen. So
perfect. Thanks for joining us.
Get him across the bridge, man.
Yes, sir.
Key bridge for you? You a key bridge guy?
No, not from here. I won't have to, right? Key bridge is that way. I'm going that way.
All right. Yeah. Oh, you're going home?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to work. All right.
No.
Hey, you want to beat the traffic out of here.
Right.
You got a roof? You need him. Cole Roofing. And our friends.
I am, absolutely.
I can't even pick this thing up. Man, I'll tell you right now. These are the secret little weapon. Get that off. Man. I'm Nestor. We're at Costas. We're doing Baltimore Positive. More friends and guests ahead, and the eternal debate of fried versus broil continues after this.